105.9 Academy FM.
BizConnect.
Promoting and connecting businesses in Kent and around the world.
Tweet us at Kent_biz.
Good afternoon on this beautiful sunny Monday afternoon. Welcome to another edition of the BizConnect radio show with myself, Martin White. And in the studio, as always, we've got two fabulous guests with us today. On my right, we have...
Hello, I'm Vicky from Kent Space.
Vicky, lovely to have you with us. And on my left...
It's Rob Robinson from Low Carbon Kent, the Kent County Council.
Rob, great to have you with us today as well. So we're going to be talking all things serviced office space, storage, and second part of the show, we're going to be talking to Rob all about some of the green grant funding initiatives and support programs that there are out there at the moment for businesses. Vicky, we've got to say happy birthday to you as well, I think, for yesterday. Happy birthday.
That's very kind. Thank you.
it didn't escape our attention, did it, Rob, that you forgot to bring some cake in for us today?
I'm sorry, there was none left.
Ate all the cake. How about that? Fantastic. Anyway, do stay with us. We're going to play a little bit of music right now, but when we come back after the break, we're going to have a chat with Vicky and find out everything we can about Kent Space. So stay with us. We'll be straight back after this.
Academy FM Folkestone.
BizConnect.
The show that promotes and connects businesses.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the BizConnect radio show. We've got two guests, as I said earlier, in the studio with us today. We've got Vicky Thurley from Kent Space, and we've also got Rob Robinson from Kent County Council, who's going to be telling us all about the Green Recovery Voucher Scheme that's launching today. But Vicky, I'd like to turn to you first, if we can. Do tell us a little bit about Kent Space. Give us an introduction to what you guys are all about, please.
Well, I'm Vicky, and I have recently become Operations Manager, so that will be coming on for a year in May, which has been very exciting.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Kent Space have three locations in Kent. We've got facilities in Ashford, Lawswood and Ebbsfleet, and our model is serviced office space and storage space, which is all 24-hour accessible. We also have lots of other little services as well. We do co-working, which is flexible space, meeting room hire and virtual offices. And it's all on flexible terms, so
fantastic.
Not tied in.
Mm-hmm. So... tell us, where did you start? Where did Kent Space start? Was it Lordswood? Was that your first kind of site?
Yeah, Lordswood was first, sorry, mm-hmm. And Ashford was next, and Ebbsfleet is the most recent one.
And you were telling me off air about Ebbsfleet and how it's incredibly busy up there. Do you think that's kind of partly down to location, being so close to London but not in London? What's kind of driving that market, do you think, in North Kent?
Yeah, no, I think you're hot on it there. I think it's London. We're not seeing quite the same result in Ashford. We're having a bit of a churn down there, but we've had more startups move in. So even in the last week, we've had three move in last week.
Because I think it's fair to say, and Rob, you'll know all about this as well, you know, at KCC, the sort of the small business environment is a continually changing dynamic, isn't it, Vicky? I guess ultimately. And, you know, under COVID, obviously things changed. And now they're changing again. So, you know, how do you kind of see the market at the moment? Because I think, you know, under COVID, perhaps larger businesses that didn't have employees going into the office were kind of thinking, okay, do I need such a big office in London, for example? Should I have more kind of satellite offices? What do you think's kind of going on in the marketplace, Vicky, at the moment?
We haven't really seen anyone downsize. Mm-hmm. I think it's a bit of an all or nothing situation at the moment. And I think this year people will finally decide what they want to do moving forward. Mm. I think last year and so far this year, people are having a look at how many days they need to be in the office. So some of our bigger clients that we've got, they're on a rota basis. So we may only see them 3 days a week rather than the full 5 days. Mm. And as I say, startups seem to be coming out of the woodwork now, which is fantastic. So we're starting the year off, you know, new faces, which is fabulous. Love seeing new faces in the branches.
Yeah.
But it will be interesting to see if we go down more of a flexible route rather than fixed service space. It might be that people just want to pop in every now and then.
Yeah. And Rob, I mean, you know, as a sort of, as the program manager for Locase, for example, are you seeing sort of more startup applications for Locase, low carbon grant funding, for example? Is that a trend you're seeing or not?
We're not getting that many more sort of startup applications coming in, but we're aware that you know, there are businesses that are looking at options, and I think because we've been in and out of sort of lockdown and COVID sort of restrictions for so long now, I think
yeah, Vicky might be right in saying that we need to make a decision, or businesses need to make a decision about how their business is going to fit in this sort of arena. But yeah, there's always a bit of turnover of firms, but yeah, it's there's opportunities really for new businesses to not have to go into London, for example. So yeah, that could well be a nice market.
And flexibility, I guess, Vicky, is one of your kind of key selling points, isn't it, with regard to your space? You don't tie people into contracts, for example, long-term contracts.
No, so that's definitely a plus. So we're different to a lease, you know, we're not tying anyone in for 2 to 3 years, which I think is what now people want to get out of. The world has changed and people don't want to be tied down.
So you just ask your tenants for a little bit of courtesy in terms of, you know, give us a month's notice if you're thinking of moving out, but no more than that, presumably.
Yep, that's it. And it's a 6-month licence, but you can give a month's notice at any point.
Fantastic. So just tell us about some of the benefits of a sort of serviced office setup, as opposed to me perhaps finding commercial premises and then having to fit them out and do everything myself. What do you guys kind of offer as as an all-inclusive service, if you like?
Well, as you say, the fit out is the first thing. So we provide the furniture. So you've got your desk, pedestal, chair to begin with. You've got the 24-hour access, utilities included, and business rates. And then obviously there's the staff. So you've got someone on the front desk representing your business effectively. So when someone comes in, you've got someone greeting them with a big old smile, and you know, they take you through to the meeting room. So it's all very professional.
Yeah, fantastic. And when it comes to things like, business rates, because again, you know, that's continually, up for discussion in terms of, what the government's going to do ultimately about business rates. Is that all included within my office as well?
Yes, yep. So we look after the business rate, so that's all sits with us.
So literally, all I've really got to worry about is what, an internet connection?
Yeah, so we provide the port and the cables to get you there, but that's basically the monthly costs on top of your rental to worry about, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And anything else apart from that?
No, that's it.
So telephone line and internet ultimately.
Yeah.
Fabulous. Good. And I guess you've got meeting rooms there as well. So I don't need to, you know, if I, as a tenant, if I need to kind of access some meeting room space, I can book that in with you guys.
Yeah. So you just pop down to reception and we'll book that in at reception. And they're used by external businesses as well, which is lovely. We're seeing a bit of an increase in that at the moment. And I think that's again where people are popping into the local area rather than going into London.
One of the things I'm particularly interested in at the moment is how people get to work, and Rob, you'll kind of empathize with this as well. Whenever you drive around any kind of business estate, for example, an industrial estate of any description, there always seems to be a car parking problem. And Vicky, you and I were talking about this again off air in terms of Ebbsfleet and how, you know, the car park is kind of rammed because you're so busy there now. Well, are you doing anything to kind of help perhaps businesses car share, help their employees car share, for example, to help them get to work and kind of, you know, are you kind of promoting any kind of environmental kind of side to the business on that level at the moment?
We've got, at Ebbsfleet, actually, we've got bike racks, quite a lot of bike racks. So obviously being Ebbsfleet and Ashford being so close to the train station, we would encourage people if they can to hop on public transport rather than all coming in their cars. I think Ashford, you know, we've got a really large car park down there, so that's always going to be okay. But yeah, certainly, especially if people are only coming in a couple of days a week and they're both coming from the same area, then hop in together. It makes complete sense to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know you've got electric vehicle charging points that you're rolling out now as well. You've certainly got them at Ebbsfleet, because I've seen them.
Yeah, we're looking at putting a third one in there actually at the moment. So we've got quite a few electric vehicles up that way. We've got one down in Ashford, so I'm sure it'll be on the agenda at some point to get one in Chatham.
Need to have a conversation with Rob about that perhaps. I'm sure there's some grant funding for that. But Rob, is that something that you're seeing? Is there a sort of trend towards, you know, businesses thinking about how they can create perhaps car share programs and kind of on that level?
Yeah, I mean, it's something we're going to touch on a little bit later, but the car share as an option, and making sure that people can look at these sorts of options is that's been, sort of banjaxed, I suppose, by the regulations for COVID, but obviously now they're not. Then it just makes perfect sense. It makes perfect sense, you know, for people to be commuting in that sort of way. But yeah, it's, The car charging
options and opportunities is a problem that's going to continue to grow. So that's obviously something that the council and the local authority areas are very much aware of.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Good. Now, Vicky, the other thing we haven't spoken about, of course, and again, I've seen this firsthand, is the fabulous catering facilities you've got at Kent Space as well, because you've got a sort of a kitchen facility, and you provide complimentary tea and coffee, and of course those all important biscuits.
Yes, absolutely. And we've actually now started, I don't know if you've seen it, but we've trialled some cereals.
Oh.
So we've now got some cereals, right. And we're doing more internal events for the clients. So last Friday at Ashford we had a crepe stand, and that will be at Chatham and Ebbsfleet this week as well, on Tuesday and Wednesday. So we're popping some things in the diary.
Lovely.
That are nice and fun.
And you do Fresh Fruit Friday, I believe, as
we
well.
We do, yeah. So you can put, you know, you can put your fruit with your cereal in the morning. One of your five a day.
Fabulous. Well, I'll have to rock up for an early morning meeting, I think, next time.
Yeah.
But you also do networking as well, or you used to do networking events pre-COVID. Is that something that you're kind of, you're going to get up and running again, getting tenants sort of together over, an early evening networking?
I think so, yeah. Mm. We'll certainly look at it. I think now everything's, you know, fully back, come back round. Mm-hmm. I think we'll look at getting some dates back in the diary for the sites to do the evening networking. Mm. That was always a lot of fun.
Yeah, and very popular. Yeah, fabulous. Good. Well, I think what we'll do now is we'll play a little bit of music, and when we come back, Vicky, I'd like to talk about some of the other things that you guys do, in particular storage, because that's something that's very kind of dear to my heart as well. So do stay with us, and we'll be straight back after this.
Academy FM Folkestone.
Biz Connect,
the show that promotes and connects businesses.
Welcome back to the Biz Connect radio show, everybody. Before the break, we were talking with Vicky Furley from Kent Space, all about their service office space offering. And Vicky, what I'd like to do now, if we can, is turn to storage.
Ooh, storage.
Storage. So tell me, what is storage on a kind of commercial entity level? What does storage mean?
You've got a variety of sizes. So we do all the way from a tiny meter cube locker up to a double garage. And you get people using it for all sorts, domestic, business purposes, short-term, long-term, you know, variety of uses, really.
Uh-huh. Is that something, Rob, is that something you can identify with, the need for storage? I mean, on a personal level at home, I'm just thinking about my wife's sort of wardrobe, which seems to be ever expanding into other rooms.
People do that. Summer clothes go away, winter clothes come out.
Exactly. Is that something you have a need for, Rob, at home, your domestic situation?
Yeah, we've got a converted loft room. So that means that there is literally no storage other than a shed that's full and a playhouse that the girls don't use. So that's now another storage room.
So is it in today's age, Vicky, it is a very real problem, isn't it? Not just on a kind of household level, but on a business level as well, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of businesses, people that have offices with us take storage a lot of the time for their PPE stock. I see people out there, you know, organising orders, ready to go out. So it's a great combination that we can offer that alongside the office space.
Yeah. So the biggest storage box or room that you offer is how big again?
200 square foot, so double garage.
A double garage. That's quite a size, isn't it? So I guess I could I put a car in there if I needed to?
Unfortunately not, no.
Right.
Logistics won't get you there because it's all internal storage, so sadly it's no vehicles.
Okay, but I have seen people storing motorbikes, is that right?
We do have a few motorbike storage, yeah.
So you can wheel those in?
Yeah, right. So that's all good.
Uh-huh. So on a business level, why might somebody actually need a storage facility? I mean, can they use you as a warehouse effectively for their stock?
Yeah, a lot of clients come to us using us as sort of a central hub.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a couple of companies that came on board last year. They've got staff all over Kent, but they use the storage unit as the central hub to pick things up. So the staff come and pick up whatever stock they need, whether it's electricals or laundry or whatever it is, and then go back out to their clients and do the job and then come back again. So it's good that we've got three locations in Kent as well, because we've got people that don't just store at one site, they store at two or all of them.
Mm. And what if I wanted you guys to do more of a logistics exercise for me on top of that? If I wanted you to send stuff out on orders out on my behalf, for example, is that something you can manage as well?
Yeah, I mean, we can sort of oversee the parcels going out. Mm-hmm. That's not a problem. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the couriers just come to the warehouse and pick up what's sort of on the out pallet and deliver on the in pallet.
Right.
Some of our mailbox clients we do mail forwarding for, so we'll, you know, scoop up all of their mail for them and send them out for a small handling fee.
Mm-hmm. That's quite interesting, isn't it? So if I am a small business and I've got the facility, you know, let's say I'm trading online, for example, and I've got the facility to kind of batch orders on a kind of bi-weekly or on a sort of every other day basis, for example, or once a week, I can kind of organise all of that. I can kind of take my stock, box it up, and then leave it with you guys to just kind of send out on my behalf, I guess.
Yeah, effectively.
I don't even need to be there apart from the actual sort of picking of the order and the boxing of it.
Exactly, yeah, mm-hmm. Leave it with us.
Yeah, fabulous, fantastic, okay. One of the other things I want to talk about, if we can, is virtual office.
Yeah.
So what does that actually mean, Vicky? Because I know that's something that you offer as well at Kent Space. What is a virtual office?
So you'd be provided with a suite address, which would be four digits long. So it'd be 2006, for example. So your address would have a suite number at the top of it. So it'd be, suite 2006, Kent Space, Ashford. It mm-hmm. makes it look professional for you that you've got an actual address in the premises. Mm-hmm. And then you can use that address, you know, as your registered address, for your stationery, for your website. Just means that you've got a bit of a central location as well for your business post to go to as well.
Yeah, and I think that's quite important, isn't it, for a lot of small businesses as well, that you don't necessarily want your kind of your business correspondence coming to your home address, and in the absence of an accountant, for example, if you're a limited company and you're using their address, then, you know, some kind of facility like this is quite useful, I guess.
Yeah, and it goes hand in hand with meeting rooms, because you can book a meeting room to meet your client, and, you know, you've got your suite address and they're not to know that you're not based upstairs. You can, you know, have that nice front of professionalism.
Yeah. Well, there's certainly a lot going on. I mean, we spoke about Epsley earlier, but I know there's certainly a lot of development going on in and around Ashford at the moment as well. And I was reading last week, I think, in the press about Brompton Bicycles, who are going to be building a new factory in Ashford, near the outlet centre, I believe.
That, yeah.
Which is very close to where you are, incidentally, isn't it? As well. You're just across the way. Yeah, you're just round the back there. So, I mean, I guess that ultimately, you know, with your kind of group hat on and operations kind of manager hat on, that's going to benefit your business as well, isn't it? I mean, the more, you know, the more kind of commercial enterprises kind of relocate, you know, to Ashford, it's going to benefit the wider economy, I guess, isn't it, Vicky?
Definitely, yeah. There's been so much development in Ashford. I mean, I've lived there for 6+ years, but to see what's gone up in the last few years, residential-wise, you know, you've got the Chilmington housing development, Finbury, and what we found with that on the storage side were people were moving into those developments, coming out of a larger house and not having a garage. It would be a carport. So, you know, they've lost space that they had somewhere else and therefore need storage, which is always good for us.
Fantastic. And what's the sort of, I mean, Chatham is obviously, and Lordswood is a much more established, you know, kind of business community. What's the kind of dynamic there at the moment? You know, what's kind of going on in the marketplace there at the moment?
With Chatham, I mean, the storage side hasn't let up at all. They are almost full to the point of, you know, stock is low. Mm-hmm. On the office side, we've had a little bit of a change there. What I tend to find is we get a lot of medical based companies there. So we've got a lot of, you know, visitors. You know, we've recently taken on a firm who are going to be doing physio. So that's exciting. Mm. So nice variety of people in that building.
And I think that, Rob, you know, there's a huge amount of development potentially scheduled for that area as well, though, isn't there? Is there talk about the Chatham docks now being sort of redeveloped? Was I reading?
Yeah, there's that, and there's obviously also the park over at Epsfleet as well, isn't there?
Yeah.
The theme park.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, potentially.
It's reaching
yeah.
its next stage of planning.
Yeah, yeah. And I guess, you know, as the demands for housing, the relentless kind of demands for housing kind of continue, you guys are going to kind of, as you said, Vicky, you're going to kind of continue to benefit from the fact that people need to store all their stuff and find a solution for that.
Absolutely, yeah. Mm.
Brilliant. Well, on that basis, tell us how we can get in touch with you. I mean, obviously, we've got Ebbsfleet, we've got Lordswood, we've got Ashford. Is there a sort of one website where we can go and find out, you know, all the information we need about Kent Space?
Yeah, we've got our main website, which is www.kentspace.co.uk, mm-hmm. and you can get a quote for storage on there for any of the branches, and that also links to our office website as well.
Fantastic. And with regard to business space, I guess ultimately you're going to want to come and view that and view the kind of the different office options that are available. So if I wanted to come in and kind of view offices, do I need to make an appointment? How does that work?
No, not at all. You can just pop in. Right. Absolutely fine. So if you want to make an inquiry, first of all, and then, come in whenever suits you.
So just pop in at a convenient time to you, and there'll be somebody there that can give a guided tour.
Yeah, we're there 8 till 6, Monday to Friday, and 10 till 3 Saturdays.
Fantastic. Vicky, it's been brilliant having you with us.
Happy
birthday again for yesterday. And congratulations on your 1 year in your new role as kind of group operations manager.
Thank you.
For Kent Space as well. It's well deserved. So, yeah, fabulous. Great to have you with us. I think, again, we'll play a little bit of music. And then, Rob, when we come back, we'll have a conversation about all things kind of green grant funding, if we can.
Yep.
Brilliant. Do stay with us, and we'll be straight back after this.
Academy FM Folkestone.
Biz Connect,
the show that promotes and connects businesses.
Welcome back to the Biz Connect radio show. Thank you so much for joining us this sunny Monday afternoon. I'm delighted that we're now going to have a conversation with Rob Robinson, who is the Sustainable Business Programs Manager, a bit of a mouthful, from Kent County Council. Rob, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks very much for having me on.
Great to have you on, as always. Rob, there's a brand new green recovery voucher scheme that's launching today from the council. So tell us all about that, please.
Yeah, hold the front page. You've got an exclusive.
Whoa.
So, yeah, we've got a project we've been working as ever. It's got to be an acronym, CCARE. So it's the COVID Channel Area Response Exchange. So
that's what it stands for.
Yeah. So it's an amalgamation of different local authorities across the with here and with our partners in France. And the idea is to look at all of the impacts, generally negative impacts that COVID has had. We've mentioned off air about, you know, challenges of recovering the high street, some of the reliance now on digital. So there's a digital voucher scheme already launched. But this is an opportunity to sort of try and get back to where we were with some of the positive impacts that we were looking to make on sustainability as a small business community. It's called the Green Recovery Voucher Scheme. So it's up to £1,500, so £1,500 towards, a project, which could be any one or a number of different scopes. We've deliberately left it quite wide because, again, sustainability covers all sorts of different businesses in different ways. Mm. So, you know, it could be looking purely at energy efficiency. Could be a waste reduction project that's sort of come up, or an opportunity to do some more sustainable transport work. So
I guess it depends where you are as a business on your journey, doesn't it, there as well, Rob?
Yeah, exactly. So whether it's a literal journey or otherwise. So it could be that we're looking at on the subject of high street, should we say. So it could be a business on the high street that's looking to actually, you know, pivot to do their own deliveries. So we could look at an e-cargo delivery bike, for example, like an electric cargo delivery bike, which some businesses are invested in as an option. So we can help with something towards that. And when you say journey as well, it could be something as simple as, a business that wants to replace a load of halogen spotlights with LEDs, something sort of relatively low value but quite high impact.
Could be electric vehicle charging points, I guess, for a business.
Electric vehicle charging points is a bit of a sticking point because there's still some government funding available for that through through the OLEV, Office of Low Emission Vehicles.
So because there's still the workplace child scheme available for that.
Okay,
so can't cover that.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, as an option, there might be something that sort of fits around that we could look at.
Mm-hmm. So can any business apply for this grant funding, or is it limited to specific business sectors?
It's open to any sector. You know, COVID has affected every sector. Mm-hmm. Let's be honest. So we're not going to be excluding businesses for that. It's an SME scheme, so as long as you're not got more than 250 employees or 50 million euros worth of assets, then mm-hmm. Then we can help out.
Fine, okay. A lot of kind of talk and conversations I'm getting involved with at the moment, particularly with smaller businesses, is around kind of net zero planning. A lot of businesses starting their kind of sustainability journey, rightly so, around, you know, how can I start to create a roadmap for transitioning my business to net zero. Is that something that would be covered under one of the kind of the scopes of the programme?
Yes, one of the lots specifically was for net zero planning. So, mm-hmm. you know, we've got a number of local businesses that have come forward to say that they would be able to support businesses with that. It's something as a team we've been looking to help businesses with as well.
Mm.
And as you say, yeah, you know, it is a journey and it is a transition. So businesses have got to start somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Some are already, you know, well away, and that this could possibly be more best suited to help them with their next project. But
mm-hmm.
Yeah, actually highlighting the opportunities and the bumps along the way and where they might be be able to be unlocked with a bit of funding or a bit of specialist consultancy would be what this is about.
Vicky, let's kind of put you on the spot a little bit with regard to kind of Kent Space and how you guys are viewing sustainability and kind of thinking about your kind of carbon emissions. Is that something that you are actively looking at, Vicky?
Yeah, I actually recently watched, took part in a webinar, I think it was hosted by the Chamber, actually, and that was really interesting to see what sort of steps you can start taking. I mean, we do already do things like, you know, we've got sensors only on the lights, both in storage and in offices, so whenever there's no one there, you know, no lights on, which is good. Our heating is all programmed and timed, so you know, we're not burning through anything out of hours unnecessarily. And then we've got the electric cars and charging points on site, which is only going to grow. That's the way the world's going now.
Yeah,
so
yeah, fantastic. Yeah, I certainly think you know, more and more businesses out there are kind of really looking at you know, their kind of carbon footprint at the moment, Rob. And I guess, you know, something like this that enables you to kind of access outside expertise, if you like, to kind of help you get over those initial hurdles. It's, you know, it's a no-brainer, really, isn't it, for a lot of businesses?
Well, yeah, it is, and you know, there's no getting away from the fact that time is money for small businesses. So you know, we've got, you know, we'll talk about it a little bit later with our other offerings. You know, there are offerings available, and if businesses are willing to put a little bit of time into to look at their operations, then obviously we can help with that as well.
Mm.
So this is it's really a way of saying, well, what is going to be the best way of us helping you from one stage to the next.
Mm. And I think the other nice thing about it is it kind of, because you know, it's a fairly modest grant, you know, it's £1,500 worth of support, whether it's for a, you know, a lighting solution or some kind of net zero transition planning. I think that in many ways is actually a strength, because I think what that will do is it will make a lot of small businesses think, well, actually, you know, there are small steps that I can take in my business to kind of, you know, to put me on the right path, as it were. And it's not, you know, I think a lot of the frustration around, you know, the kind of the jargon around kind of climate change and net zero and everything else means that, you know, people are kind of switched off, because, you know, it's this kind of big idea that small businesses can't get their heads around. But actually, if you can change the way your staff get to work, for example, if you can kind of create some kind of car share scheme, if you can think about, you know, your waste within your business and how you actually, you know, segregate, you know, recycling waste from other waste, all of that, you know, across 5.5 million small businesses in the UK would all add up to make quite a big difference, wouldn't it, Rob?
Exactly the thing, yeah. You know, there's possibly
people have been a bit more disengaged about, COP26 and everyone else talking about sustainability. You know, it's not for me, but the fact is, it is, because it actually just generally makes good business sense. So a lot of these things you're talking about, you know, they're actually not anything that you would have to put your hand in your pocket for to do the first bit. And you know, the fact is, yes, it is modest sort of modest voucher scheme, but it's non-contributory. So if something costs £1,500, you don't have to pay any of it.
That's
one of the biggest things that, you know, there are some other funding available which we'll cover in a bit, but that generally you have to put your hand in your pocket as well for that. And with this, if it's £1,500 worth of electrical work to move from one thing to another, and you're going to save £800 a year in electricity, then why not go ahead with it?
So the message is, you know, think about energy efficiency measures inside your business. What can you do there? Vicky's example of kind of lights on timers, I think, was a great one. Think about waste reduction.
Yep.
How do you actually, what is your waste? And how do you kind of manage your kind of waste, and what are your waste services with inside your business? Think about transport, you know, sustainable kind of transport. Planning, think about potentially, you know, biodiversity, on your site. If you have got an office, site, what can you do there in terms of, planting, wildflower gardens, for example, or something like that to encourage bees and pollinators. And then obviously, if you need to start right from the beginning, net zero transition planning is very much part of the scope of the program as well, isn't it, Rob?
Yeah. And the one thing that maybe will come up a little bit more is there's the possibility of using it for some packaging consultancy.
Mm-hmm.
So there are businesses that are looking at doing the right thing, mm-hmm. you know, compostable packaging and everything else. But in some senses, we're looking at just trying to get one single-use plastic out of use,
which is a really good point, isn't it? Because we've just had the new Environment Act. There is now going to be a tax on single-use plastics, for example.
Coming in June.
So businesses need to be aware of that. So that's a really good point. You could get some advice and some help on that as well. Fantastic. I think what we'll do, we'll leave that there for now if we can, Rob. We'll come back at the end to how people can actually register their interest in the Green Recovery Voucher Scheme. But we're going to play some music, and when we come back, Rob, there's a whole myriad of other sustainable kind of grant funded programs out there and schemes that I want to talk about as well. So that's what we'll do after the break. Do stay with us, and we'll be straight back after this.
Academy FM Folkestone.
Biz Connect,
the show that promotes and connects businesses.
Welcome back to the final part of the Biz Connect radio show today. Thank you so much for staying with us this afternoon. What we're going to do now is have a whistle-stop tour of all of the other green grant funding programs that are out there at the moment through Kent County Council that you may want to look into further. So, Rob, without further ado, over to you. Give us a quick rundown of what's out there, please.
We're just talking off air. It's not strictly within my direct team, but Solar Together is a group sort of group buying initiative. It's open at the moment until I think the 15th of March. Register interest, and that's for homeowners and businesses who want to basically get solar and maybe a battery storage option for their premises. So that is available at the moment. And then obviously on top of that. And it's the bread and butter of what the program's been doing for a number of years now. Low case, low carbon across the south and east. That is up to £10,000 worth of funding, EU grant funding, towards, energy efficiency or resource efficiency projects, or also to help businesses in the green sector expand and develop. So, you know, we were just talking off air about a solar panel installer, locally. So someone like those guys can get some funding towards us to help grow their business. Part of Locase, we've also got our Steps to Environmental Management workshops, which are happening monthly, and that is sort of a step scheme to introduce people to the idea of environmental policies and environmental management systems, and help get the very the exactly what we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
Getting a net zero plan, working out where you are and benchmarking where you are as a business, and then moving on. And what happens organically out of that sort of process is a business do think of some behavioural and some no investment options of greening a little bit more, becoming more sustainable, more resilient.
I think that combined with the green recovery voucher scheme would be really exciting, because I think as part of the, you know, the kind of the advice you'll get from the consultants on that scheme is it'll broaden your horizons, as it were, in terms of, you know, thinking about sustainability, not necessarily just in terms of your climate footprint and climate change, but, you know, perhaps under the umbrella of the United Nations 17 sustainability development goals.
The global sustainability goals.
Exactly.
Exactly, yeah. And with that as well, it's looking at supply chains. So small businesses are increasingly sort of part of larger supply chains that are actually becoming more and more sort of demanding, really, of them showing what their footprint is. And where some of their products and services come from, and sustainability elements relating to that. So yeah, it's more and more important for that element.
Well, I've been through STEM blue and silver now, and it really does make you think about your business on a sustainable level. You know, and planning for the future, and there's a term future fit, out there at the moment. And that really is what it's about for businesses that don't, try and get ahead of the curve. I think ultimately will be left behind on that level.
Yeah. It's almost sounds scripted, but we can move into Kent Revs if you want. If we're talking about not getting left behind.
Let's talk vans.
So it's a try before you buy a van scheme. And the good thing is at the end of it, you'd have to buy anything. You can just give it back. So yeah, that was good. But I might need something else. One of Vicky's firms, I think she's just mentioned, has got, you know, an intention that they want to change their fleet over to electric. So what Kent Revs is about, realising an electric van scheme, is about seeing where it may or may not fit into their fleet. You know, it could well be that, you know, a business that does multi-drop or a lot of local deliveries, that would be perfect. But if they're flying up and down the M20, you know, four or five times a day, and they have to, because this can look into looking at the logistics sort of software projects as well. But yeah, it's a try before you buy scheme. There's load of different models available. I think it's about 40 odd that are actually on the road at the moment. Other one, very, very important again, upcycle your waste. So we're looking at circular economy. So I can't spend too much longer on it, but yeah, it is an opportunity to look at maybe a little bit more creative about what you've got as a business waste, what other waste might be available locally that you could use as a raw material, and just try and reduce their costs and come up with some really interesting solutions. And yeah, for the rest, really, we're looking at lowcarbonkent.gov.uk lowcarbonkent@kent.gov.uk.
So in terms of finding out about all of this, we've got a dedicated Lowcase website, which is lowcase.co.uk, and you'll find out information about STEM, Steps to Environmental Management, on there as well. You've got a Low Carbon Kent website.
And that's lowcarbonkent.com.
.com, and you'll find out information about Kent Revs, Upcycle Your Waste on there.
Yeah.
And there's another new program called Growing Green Net Zero. Will that be on there at some point as well?
Yeah, Growing Green also will have its dedicated page. So that was launched last week before. And also the option is to register interest for any of these on lowcarbon@kent.gov.uk.
Fine. And the Green Recovery Voucher Scheme will also be on the Low Carbon Kent website at some point.
Yes, there is a news thing on that straight away, actually.
Brilliant. Fantastic. Great. Rob, Vicky, fantastic to have you both with us in the studio today. I can't believe it. We've run out of time again already. We will be back in 2 weeks' time, obviously, with another show. And we look forward to two more fabulous guests in the studio then. But for now, all that remains to do is for us all to say goodbye.
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 Bye, everybody.
105.9 Academy FM Folkestone.
Biz Connect.
The show that promotes and connects businesses.